I was crazy in search for something. I couldn't even find the right name for it. I was searching for my teacher. I was searching for my real family. I just couldn't find them.
Have you found them now?
Yeah, yeah. When I was about 20, I had my first encounter with a Buddhist teacher in the West. And there it was, the whole thing that I was searching for all my life. I was like, that is it. I knew it was there.
Okay, and then you decided this is going to be what I'm going to do with my life. How did you go about it?
I had started university and I was a Western child. Like, I knew how to question everything. And I did that. Like, it took me 5 years. I would go into detail with everything. Like, I read all of philosophy and I questioned just like every little detail until I figured out that the responses that I got made a lot of sense. And they were actually the kind of response that I had for myself for all my life.
And you're a teacher now. Austria is a predominantly Christian country. What do you think Buddhism could have to offer young Austrians?
It introduces you to your very heart. And after that, it gives you all the methods to remain in that open heart and to progress with that open heart and to expand it and to just like embrace everyone and everything.
Because when we see it from the outside, it's a lot of meditation, often a lot of gongs and smells. but can you describe kind of the essence of what you believe Buddhism is?
It's a direct path to fully awaken your heart.
What sort of solutions do you think that Buddhism could offer to the sort of problems that young Austrians are facing nowadays? Say, I know we're all dealing with economic problems, and I know that Buddhism is very much about letting go of the materialistic.
It's not so much about letting go. It's much more about, like, when you start out with meditation, philosophy and all that, you need to have the space to look at things with less involvement. So that is what you learn in the beginning, and from there it takes you on.
And what about if you're interested in the teachings of Buddha, but you don't want to change religion?
Well, you know, like, everyone's starting somewhere, you know. Like, if someone comes to me and say, you know, I don't want to change my religion, say, what are you talking about? Like, what is religion? You know, is it like a club that you're a member of or something? I mean, we're all dealing with a heart. So if you think we have some answers for you, might as well try. I don't believe in stuff like, oh, you know, I'm a follower of that, I'm a follower of this. We're not compatible or anything like that. You know, it's like, it's crap. It's total crap. You know, it's like, it's not an institution or anything.
It's a way of...
It's a way of connecting to yourself.